Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're glad you're here with us. The call-in number, 323-203-0815. So if you need that number, you now have it. And don't forget, we are brought here by the One Institute that brings us here to be with you each and every Thursday. LA Talk Radio puts us on at other times. You can always download our show or listen to the archives anytime you want. But you can
Hello. Where did you go?
And I'm back.
Oh, you're back. Good.
Oh, and we've got a voicemail. Okay, Dr. Allen. Where do we get cut off at? Anyway, 323-203-0815 is the call-in number. So, have you been this week, and what have you been up to?
Well, I have basically been doing my thing. Tomorrow or Saturday, I'm doing Life Scripts. I'm doing, you know, we did the show in Orange County in spite of flooding rain. We had a great turnout, and people enjoyed, and I like that. And I want to do groups outside of this area where I can share my experience, strength, and hope for communicating. So with that in mind, this week allowed me to do some of that.
That's beautiful. I think we've got a caller on the air. Caller, are you with us on the air?
I am. Thank you.
Do you have a question?
I do have a question regarding a man that I am in communication with. We weren't dating. I met him. We met each other. He met me at a seminar.
Who spoke first? Who spoke first?
He did.
Good. Remember.
Yeah, we were in.
Mm-hmm. Either you're the egg or you're the sperm in metaphorical terms. You're either active, which is yang energy, or you're passive, which is yin energy.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
men go for
I'm
what
working.
They want and women say yes or no.
Yes. I was, I'm working on being feminine. I've had some masculine tendencies, but,
we all do.
Yeah,
we're all androgynous. Every
sure.
human being on the planet has a physical body, which is part of the cosmos, but they have a soul, which is spiritual, which is the anima in a man and the animus in a woman.
Yes.
So
we were at a seminar. I was at a seminar and he was there too. And we connected, just had a good conversation. And then we decided to get together during one of the evenings that we were there. It was the last evening.
You had chemistry for each other.
Yeah, we definitely had chemistry. And so we wanted to explore that a little bit. And of course, it was too late to really go out to dinner or do anything like that. So he just came to my room and we didn't have sex or anything, but we did mess around, I guess, fool around.
If you tasted, touched, smelled, saw, or heard him, you had sex, but you
didn't have intercourse.
Intercourse.
Right. We did not have intercourse. And he did ask to get in, and I told him no, and I told him why, and he got that, and he was respectful. And then, he lives in a different...
No, he was cherishing. He wasn't respectful.
Okay, he was cherishing.
He was cherishing your feelings. Otherwise, that's why men rape people. They don't cherish feelings.
Got it. So he was cherishing my feelings and, you know, was wonderful to have that connection with. And then, you know, he lives in a different state than I do. And I kind of had an expectation that maybe he would be more interested in me. So I was a little bit bummed that hasn't reached out to me a lot, but he has been texting me daily. But he doesn't text me words. He just sends me like funny memes, which are, you know, it's cute. And I always respond in kind, but he lately has been sending me like really kind of sexually suggestive ones. Like, and I'm just like, not sure how to respond to that or where to go with that.
Well, if you don't have an instinctive response to it, then what are you going to say?
Well, I do have a instinctive response to it, and that is I'm uncomfortable with it, and I want him, and I'm kind of upset by it because that's not what I want to engage in. I don't want to engage in any sex thing.
I've got news for you. He's courting you for sexual attention.
Yeah, so I don't feel good about that because I don't feel like it's not what I want. You know, he told me
Wait a minute. Do you know how many times you said want?
Yeah.
Okay. That's mama.
Okay.
What you do in response to it, are you talking about he uses a little... Enneagrams, those things, the little faces?
Yes.
What is he?
Well, he, like, you know, memes are like pictures with a funny thing or something like that kind of just make you laugh or whatever. But a lot of times they can be sexually suggested. They can be whatever you want. But he's sending me some ones that are, you know, he's sending me some somewhat, I would say, pornographic ones, not of himself or anything, but. You know, some stuff that was like, whoa, but he never texts me with words, except for one time he did say he was not sure what his intentions were with me, but he liked how I made him feel. And he was, you know, excited about seeing me again in the near future, but, you know, he's exploring my body.
So what you're saying is, as a human being that wants to be sexual with you.
Right.
But he doesn't do anything bad.
No, he didn't do anything bad.
So did you rank them like I like it, I don't like it?
Well, at first I was kind of ha-ha, funny, like, you know, that's cute, responding and kind. But now I'm a little bit offended because I don't want to just receive sexual messages from a guy
then
that's not.
Why don't you say it? Why don't you use my tools? You have I'm using the tools now. You have every right to send me these cute, sexy images, but I'm more than sex.
Okay.
I'm a human.
Yeah, I like that.
Do you see?
Yeah.
So are you willing to tell him your truth?
Yeah, I want to. I didn't know how to word it because I didn't want to come off cross
as
bitchy.
Well, do you remember my tools? First thing you do is you stroke him. Remember, any stroke in a storm is good.
Yeah.
Pain or pleasure. Being ignored is worse.
Right. So I don't want to ignore him either.
If he sent you, tell us an image that he sent you that was not something you liked. What was it?
Oh, He sent me a picture of a girl laying on a bed giving a man oral sex.
Okay. And what would you respond to that? What's the first sentence?
Oh, I didn't really know how to respond to that, so I just said...
Do you know my tools?
I do, yeah, I do.
And I wouldn't it be appropriate to say you have every right to be sexually impressed? You have every right to do that.
Right. But I'm not comfortable.
And I would be more than pleased if I were in a committed marriage-bound relationship with you to participate.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not that advanced yet.
Right.
It's called the truth.
Okay. Yes, and I want to tell the truth.
Well, then why don't you tell the truth?
I just want to know how to word it so it didn't sound bitchy or angry.
I'm going to say the tools. What's the first tool that I teach? This is my doctoral work. Make them right for what they're doing, even if you don't like it. You have a right to do this picture.
Okay.
But I'm not engaged or in a relationship with you. Therefore, it is not pleasurable for me.
Okay.
And you have the right to do it for yourself. But I'm getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
Tell your truth in a feeling way, but make certain that you have the right to support him in making his statements. He's hoping that you respond like a man in heat.
Yes.
But you're not there yet.
No, I'm not. It turns me off.
Okay. But my suggestion is, this is just one level of him. See what happens when you make him right for doing what you're irritated with. As long as it's not immoral, unethical, or illegal. Will you do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I will definitely do that. I appreciate your helping me word that correctly.
Excellent. Okay?
Okay, I'll let you know. Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Call back. Let us know.
I will. Thank you so much.
Good. Bye.
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 You see, Kelly, what really makes life worth living is when you have very tight boundaries, moral, ethical, and legal. If you don't have to call the police, a doctor, and a lawyer, roll with it. It's called Aikido. Aikido is a martial art that doesn't fight. It rolls with the punches.
Mm-hmm.
By George Leonard. The Way of Aikido.
Very cool. Hey, caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hi. Yeah, I do have a question. I'm the person that called a couple weeks ago about the guy that I've only been on 3 dates with in, 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
But I have another question. As a feminine energy woman, is it possible to date that way as a feminine energy woman, but even if you don't want kids?
Wait a minute. To date people? Duty date people?
I want to meet someone. You know, I want to be in a relationship, but I think at this point I'm not interested in having children. And I'm just wondering if that is a contradiction.
No.
You know, as a feminine energy woman.
You have a right to negotiate boundaries for time together, space, living together, money, sharing money, and playing together, non-sexually and sexually. It's chapter 14 in my book, Getting to I Do. You've got to negotiate a deal to form compatibility. Chemistry is nature-built. You either have it or you don't. Compatibility is where your moral code, your ethics, your logistics, your language have to come somewhere in the meeting place. And then last but not least, negotiating boundaries that you know you can't live with, and you might as well not start anything like going with married people. Okay?
Yeah, so, I mean, what is if your question? I met the right person, I feel... Oh, my question is...
Basically, yeah, what is your question?
I don't think that I want to have kids at this point. So I'm just worried.
Well, what's that got to do with negotiating? That's just one of the elements.
I just want to make sure that if I'm, you know, operating as the feminine energy person in my dating experiences.
Having kids is masculine for women, not feminine. Getting pregnant is feminine.
Mm-hmm.
That's why rape is such a bad thing. So you're associating all people that have female bodies should want to make babies. Really? I don't think so.
Okay. As long as I'm just making sure, because I guess I'm worried that maybe that's why I'm not meeting someone.
You may find that people, men especially, and especially if they're getting older, want to be in families. So it's very often that a man has his babies in a first marriage when he's young, vital, and whatever, but he may not want a second family if that one falls apart. That includes new babies. You may have been babied out. Everybody goes through phases. And those phases are generally 10 years, like there's the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and in my case, 80s. And each one of those has its own lessons. So, are you raised, were you scripted to believe that females have to want to have babies to be female?
I mean, not exactly. My mom did have me, but she definitely didn't consider raising me and my sister to be the most important thing in her life.
I got it. So how many siblings do you have?
I had one sibling, but she died.
She died. What did she die of?
She was killed by a drunk driver.
Okay. And did your mother grieve, or was she neutral about it?
Yeah, I mean, it happened a few years ago, when we were both adults. So, but yes, my mother...
I understand, but you saw grieving. Your mother feel the loss of this human being.
Yeah.
So she may not have been an active mother, but she was a mother.
Yeah.
Was she a masculine mother? Was she into doing good to feel good? Or was she raised to feel good, to do good?
I mean, she was kind of narcissistic. She wasn't really too focused on us.
So basically, she was a loner. She wanted respect and cherishing. Narcissism. Narcissism is
normal
for
like,
single
so
people.
Was,
what?
Yeah. I was just, you know, once my parents got divorced, like she had a boyfriend and that was kind of the focus of her energy.
Okay. So why did she get divorced? Who divorced who?
I mean, they both had their reasons.
Well, I know. Who divorced who? Who was the plaintiff? Who filed for divorce? Mom to dad or dad to mom?
Actually, I'm not sure.
Who was the head of the house?
I'm guessing it was... I guess my mom, probably.
All right, so your mom was more masculine than your father.
My dad couldn't really cope with it all, you know.
Your dad was more feminine than your mother was.
Probably in some ways, yeah.
Was he a cherishing father to you and your sister? You had a sister?
Yeah.
All right, so your mother was your father, and your father was your mother.
Yeah, neither of them were very good at parenting, I'll say that.
I appreciate that. But if you're going to have a parent, if you're a woman who cherishes, it is even better to have your father than your mother.
Yeah, I mean, he was definitely better at cherishing my feelings than my mother. A lot better.
Lucky you. So your mother was more masculine. Are you more masculine than feminine?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
Do you like to feel good to do good?
I like to feel good, yes.
That's maybe because your dad was a cherishing man. And your mother was a man. Did she demonstrate productivity in her life?
Eventually.
Okay.
When I was older.
She married somebody else.
That was also I was in college when she remarried, so.
I know that, but was that man masculine or feminine?
I mean, he was masculine in a lot of ways. He wasn't, like, really a provider or anything, though.
But that's masculine.
So he was not a provider.
So he was the mother. We all have choices.
He was just hanging out, you know? He wasn't really like, they weren't really very adult, I guess, is the point. They weren't very mature, like, you know, they weren't really in charge of anything. They were just there.
See, there's two styles of people. There's egocystonic. That's where female women act like females. And there's egodystonic. That's where the soul, which for women is masculine, the animus, it takes over, and that woman is a man in a woman's body. And she can only marry a man who's a woman in a man's body.
Mm-hmm.
Compliments attract. Two men compete. You see? Was your stepfather more male than your father? More productive.
That's an interesting question. No, he was definitely less productive.
So she wanted a more feminine, cherishing man than the one she started out with.
Yeah, she wanted someone who was going to be paying attention to her.
They're going to what?
She wanted someone who was going to be paying attention to her and doing fun stuff.
Let's use the word respect. She wanted respect from a man then she felt cherished. And then she married somebody else or was with another man who was more feminine. Is she still alive?
She is, yeah.
Does she have a man?
No.
And is he a woman?
Wait, what?
Is the new man, is he her third
husband?
There's
no new man. There's no man. She's single and she's not dating or anything.
All right, so she's gone into narcissistic singleness. In other words, she can duty date. She can be whoever she wants to be, either male or female. That's the benefit of being single. You get to be both male and female, and nobody minds because you're not under contract. So which do you want? Do you want to feel good to do good with the man, or do you want to do good to feel good with the man?
I mean, I want to feel good.
All right. And that's a man that has to come and convince you that you will feel good with him because he will do good to earn your respect.
Wait, so I'm masculine? By that?
I don't know. Are you masculine? Do you give,
wait,
protect,
I'm just confused,
and cherish
because
him?
You just said that he would earn my respect. Or sorry,
yes.
I'm getting confused.
Ines, what's confusing? Have you got a man in your life now?
Nobody that's no commitment, no.
Okay. Have you ever had a man that was productive?
Yeah.
Where did he go?
You mean what kind of job did he have?
Yeah, well, where did he
go?
Where did he go out of my life?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, where did he go?
We broke up. I mean, it's been a long time, but I moved to California, and he didn't want to move to California, and there were other issues.
So he didn't respect you. He did not respect you setting up a California home.
He didn't necessarily want the same kind of relationship that I want. Like, he wanted a more, equal, modern relationship. And yeah, that wasn't necessarily what I wanted.
All right. He wanted a standard relationship where he would be respected and you would be cherished?
No. He wanted to, he didn't want to have a traditional relationship. He wanted to have a more modern relationship.
What's a modern relationship?
I'm not exactly sure what he wanted, but...
He wanted more equality and less of you being the feminine and him being the masculine. He wanted you guys to be, what, dual narcissists?
I mean, I'm honestly not exactly sure what he wanted, but it wasn't this. It wasn't Dr. Pat Allen's ideas of relationships, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It was,
okay.
You know. I mean, it's been a long time also. I'm not exactly sure what we were saying at the time, but he didn't... he was not interested in a feminine energy woman and him being a masculine energy man. You know, he was more like fluid, I guess, or something.
He was more than what?
It wasn't only gender roles that was the problem. There were other issues, you know?
Like what?
That's okay. This is a safe space here. You can say whatever.
Well, no, I'm actually trying to think of what was the issue. I mean, I guess, like, we were both really codependent, and I didn't really have any ability at that time. Like, you know, something that I've learned from you is to say when something doesn't feel good and
yes.
communicate about it. And I used to just,
yes.
you know, he would say he wanted something, and I would just go along with it, even though I didn't want to.
All right, so you were codependent in a relationship. You weren't convenient. You weren't covenant. You were codependent. Two scared kids trying to cling together to make the world a safe place to be in. So if you had a choice today, do you want to be with the man that wants to do good, to feel good with you, or feel good with you to do good?
I guess I don't know exactly what do good means. What does do good mean?
Do good means he's in charge of the physical, the, you know, my last book, Man's World, Woman's Universe. A man who wants to be productive is very much interested in money, very much interested in doing business, selling things, buying things, trading things. And they are men who, with the money, often attract women who want not to be men. They want to have babies. They want to stay home. They want to form something either convenient where both of them work, or one of them works and one of them runs a home. That's a covenant, which is a legal choice in Louisiana. So it used to be Louisiana, Arizona, Minnesota, and Michigan. Now it's only Louisiana where people can get married and then get another contract for a covenant which says they can never get a divorce in Louisiana. They can separate and live apart, but they can't get a divorce if they go through the process. So I'm just showing you different choices for how to build a marriage or
yeah.
mating. So do you want to do good to feel good or feel good to do good?
I think I want to feel good to do good.
All right. So you're a woman who basically is a woman first and a career woman second.
Yeah.
Now, do you like men that do good to feel good? They like to go to work. They like to compete. They like to handle money. And
yeah, I like those men.
All right. Now, are you dating them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, as much as possible.
What?
As much as possible. I mean,
Available. Do you go where men go? Do you go where men go that want to play after work? They play golf, they play tennis, they swim. Where do you hunt for
your
men?
Do I go to those
men?
Places? No. I don't know how to hunt for men. Maybe that's my problem.
You don't flirt? How do you attract people who date you?
Yeah, I don't think I'm very good at flirting because I'm very insecure. And I also live in a place where there don't seem to be very many straight, single guys.
What kind of place
is that? I mean,
I'm
basically just a place where a lot of guys are gay or married.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you live there for?
Just where my house is. I mean,
Do you believe in dancing?
I love dancing, yeah.
Do you go dancing once a week and flirt at dance halls?
No.
When are you going to start?
That's a good question.
Better answer.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I go to dance classes, but I don't go to dance halls.
I appreciate that, but dance classes very often go social dancing after class. Do you go with them?
No.
Then what you're
saying
is...
So basically you're saying I need to go to more places where there are straight guys.
Where there are people that want to hold each other. They want to listen to music. They want to get intimate.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to consider doing that after you get off this program?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay, then call back and report what you've hunted up.
Okay, I will.
Let us know.
Thank
okay.
you.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Do you see, Kelly, that chemistry, compatibility, and communication is what makes up a relationship? Chemistry we can't do anything about. You either got it or you don't.
Right.
Compatibility takes talking. Like mm-hmm. she said, I didn't tell my truth. Women get what they want when they say what they don't want and the person accepts it, the other person.
Right.
And communication is you're either negotiating, which is what we teach, or you're intimidating with fear,
mm-hmm.
or you're seducing with guilt and shame.
Exactly.
So with that in mind, a gentleman is not going to approach a lady that doesn't flag him that she's receptive, available, and would like him to approach her.
Definitely. Definitely.
Okay.
I agree. I think we've got another caller online. Caller, are you there? Do you have a question?
Hi. Yes, I do. How are
awesome.
You?
What's your
Good.
Question?
So after listening to the last caller, I'm feeling that I'm a bit more narcissistic than I'd like to be. And
narcissism, look what happens. The asset of narcissism is that you are not giving up any of your rights to be both male and female, and you are not taking responsibility for a kid or a man because you want to spend your life with you.
Well, no, I don't actually. But I think I've practiced it so long that...
Was your mother a narcissist? Did she demonstrate it?
I think she demonstrated masculinity more than anything.
Oh, she was productive and demonstrated productivity.
Mm-hmm.
Those are called
career
women.
But I know that she
women.
Wanted... Yeah.
Are you a career woman?
No, I don't feel that I am at all.
All right. Then you're a woman with a job.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Okay. Now, how are you doing marketing your womanhood? Are you taking care of your body? Because men pick with their eyes.
Yes, I think I'm 100% good in that category.
And men pick with their eyes. Women pick with their ears. Oh,
yeah.
That's your house. Oh, that's your car. Gee, those are nice shoes. Do you see? The book on that is The Evolution of Desire by David Buss, based on the study that Harvard did, that men mate and marry two-thirds of the time for sensual and sexual stability, families, places to sleep safely.
Mm.
1/3 of men mate and marry for status and financial security, and they marry the daughters of rich men. And they, therefore, get security. 2/3 of women mate and marry for status. I'm Mrs. So-and-so. I'm with him. 2/3 of women have status and financial security. 1/3 of women want sensual and sexual. They're called cougars. And they have toy boys. So what are you doing with your life?
I definitely want security. That attracts me. But I find that I will project the feminine until I'm on a date and an issue comes up that I feel really passionate about. And then I say all these thinking statements that I feel I just can't resist.
So what you turn him off with your mail?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how do you do it? Do you brag or do you attack? How do you turn them off?
I attack. I pretty much told the last guy that I really liked that he was stupid and made really poor arguments. But I didn't say it like that, but that was the crux of what I was saying.
What you said was, I don't respect you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you an alpha woman? Do you have an active brain and an active heart?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Alpha people are really two people in one body. And there's a wonderful book about bad alpha men, and it's called The Natural History of the Rich. Mm-hmm. Alphas are old, old souls who've done male and female often enough to be equal as thinkers and feelers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very susceptible to addictions because it's hard to be two people in one body.
Mm.
So when men use mind-altering chemicals, they knock out their thinking intuition in order to do what they feel like doing, no matter what it costs them. When alpha women use sugar, drugs, alcohol, they knock out their neurotransmitter dopamine, serotonin, norepinephrine in order to go up into their masculine intuition and find a girl with a penis to marry.
Mm.
So when you use mind-altering chemicals, you switch roles from male to female if you're a man and female to male if you're a woman.
Hmm.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. So would that be more of a reason why if I'm drinking, I find it like that's when I go into my alpha state and I start saying all of my thoughts and opinions. But when I'm not drinking, I'm completely fine to be in the feminine.
What? What to be feminine?
So I think I do a pretty good job of being feminine until I start drinking, and then that's when I have such a hard time,
darling,
suppressing all the thoughts.
Do you understand? I just told you that. I'm going to give you a book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the book is From the First Bite by Kay Shepherd.
Okay.
Now, that's about sugar, because sugar and cocaine do the same thing. Sugar and cocaine, well, and other drugs, but I'm saying sugar is a main personality changer. Mm. There are more people dying in America of sugar, overweight, than anything. I used to weigh 205 pounds, and I'm only 5'1".
Mm.
I weigh 115 now that I know who I am.
Right.
I'm a woman with a career. I haven't been without a man in 30 years. because I know they need respect, and I watch my mouth.
Yeah.
But when I black out, as I did regularly, I screw everything that moves and things that don't move.
Yeah.
But when I'm sober, I'm virtuous.
Mm-hmm.
So, darling girl, you might want to read the book.
Okay.
And you might want to understand that when you knock out your feelings, your brain turns on and you tear them a new one.
Yeah.
Well, that's called disrespect.
It is, yeah.
Would you like to spend the month, the rest of this month, sober and see what changes? Do you have a boyfriend now?
No, I don't. I have someone who's dating me now, but not the same guy who I disrespected at dinner.
Okay. Are you out there once a week, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week, flirting, eyeballs to smiles?
No, I can do I can flirt and duty date more.
All right. Are you willing to do it and report back?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did I explain something you needed to know?
Yes, definitely.
Did
Watch
I give you a book?
Yes, I have 3 books.
Oh, what are the other ones?
From the First Bite, The Natural History of the Rich, and Evolution of Desire.
Oh, great. Oh, great. I love my books.
And
okay.
I can read a book a day, so I'll be good by next week.
All right.
I have one more question.
What's that?
So, the guy who's currently dating me, I feel like he's been a little cheap when it comes to our dates. And so I generally do like to be feminine and have someone court me and pay for all of the dates. But he's been talking about money so much that when we went out last night, I offered to contribute, or asked him if he wanted me to contribute. And I know that I made a misstep, and I don't want him to get the impression that I feel okay paying because I don't. So is there something
I can
do?
Well, you sounded like you did.
I know, I know.
So why did
you
lie?
So is there a way I can back out of it? I felt guilty because he'd wanted to take me to like a beer and wings place, and I asked him to take me somewhere a bit more, I think, date friendly. And then I know that it was more than he intended to pay. And he was talking about like all the things he couldn't afford. So I felt bad.
So you helped him be a girl.
Okay. By offering to contribute.
Well, and then
what?
You asked him to take you somewhere else, more, better, different. And Dr. Allen talks about not asking for more, not asking for better, not asking for different.
Oh, love, but I put it in feeling
time
terms.
Or sex. What?
Is that exactly? I put it in feeling terms. He asked me, do you want to go here? And I said, well, I don't really feel comfortable going to a pub. So did that make it okay?
He asked you. And you told him the truth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you want to tell him something, make an appointment. I have an idea that I think I would enjoy more. Are you willing to hear my idea? Is it convenient?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the tools I teach. Do you see?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thanks, caller. We're out of time. Dr. Allen,
okay.
What do you have to say before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Isn't that the truth? Everybody, I hope you've signed up for our newsletter. And if you have, that you will know Dr. Allen is going to be semi-retired. However, I want to reiterate once again, in case you didn't get the message, we're going to be here with you on the radio. We're not going
and
anywhere.
We're going to be on the phone.
You better
and
believe
I'm
it.
I'm willing to be hired to come and speak to your neighborhood or your family or your group, your club. I'm for hire.
That's right. So you can get more information at our website, www.drpatallen.com. Find out about our classes at www.wantinstitute.com or wantistore.com. And remember, Dr. Allen is available for telephone appointments. We're not going anywhere. We're still going to be here with you on the air. She is for hire. info@drpatallen.com. If you want the latest information, sign up for that newsletter. You know you want to. We love you so much. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.